With the housing affordability and homelessness crisis top of mind for many municipalities, including Kingston, the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, recently launched From the Ground, a national mayor-driven movement of municipalities identifying publicly owned or underused land for non-market housing. Non-market housing is housing delivered through nonprofit, public, or cooperative organizations. Councillor Glenn put forward a motion for the City of Kingston to participate in the initiative, arguing that publicly owned land represents a valuable community asset that can support the development of affordable non-market housing.
So this initiative that's coming out of FCM is driven by the fact that we all know the crisis that's been facing us for the last almost 4 years here at Council. Every municipality across the country is feeling this. One of the things that I have to say in great support of FCM is that they do an excellent job of advocacy. The Build Canada Homes Fund certainly is a step in the right direction, but we know that there are challenges with it.
Build Canada Homes is a relatively new federal agency developed in June of this year and tasked with building affordable homes with a primary focus on non-market housing. The agency works with provinces, territories, municipalities, and Indigenous communities to help fight homelessness by building transitional and supportive housing. Build Canada Homes relies on the work of mission-driven organizations whose core purpose is to advance social, community, or equity-focused goals, such as nonprofits, cooperatives, Indigenous housing providers, and organizations supporting women, people with disabilities, newcomers, and those in need of supportive and transitional housing.
There will be some advocacy asks that will no doubt come out the advocacy days, it'll likely be November. But this gives FCM some extra leverage. I also think it demonstrates our own local commitment to the solution. So oftentimes we don't have as much funding as we need. That goes almost without saying. There are other resources that are beyond us. But this is something that most municipalities have the potential to do, is to say we are making a commitment to provide a piece of land, and now step up and help us make the most out of that piece of land. So that's really, in essence, what this is about. I know that there was a lot of long-winded stuff in there, but it's just to make sure we're clear on what it is we're doing. So I hope you'll support this and demonstrate to the current government that we are committed and that we are going to ask them for some help and assistance, and we're going to advocate for what we need to be partners in solving the crisis in front of us.
FCM intends to use municipal land commitments to help build a national picture of municipal land opportunities, which they hope will inform partnerships, supports, and advocacy to help move suitable sites towards housing. Through From the Ground, the group is inviting local leaders to participate in this municipality-led movement through the form of a mayoral commitment, council resolution, or existing housing strategy or plan that commits at least one parcel of land for non-market housing. With the approval, Council will now direct staff to identify a parcel of municipally owned land that may be suitable for non-market housing and bring their findings to Council for approval before September 30th, after which their findings will be submitted to FCM's From the Ground inventory, also before September 30th, 2026. Councillor Glenn explained the reason for the tight deadline.
The timeline is tight because advocacy days happen in the fall, and so in terms of committing to future advocacy on the housing front, this is to show the federal government that there is a commitment from cities across the country to resolving this issue.
According to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities website, viable land for development can include vacant or underused municipal land, surplus public property, sites near transit, schools, services, or community infrastructure, land that could support affordable, supportive, cooperative, or mixed income housing, municipal facility projects that could incorporate housing, and sites that may require further planning, servicing, partnership, or funding support.